Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012. He's won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale at WrestleMania 32, as well as winning the WWE United States Championship. He is currently the acting general manager of Raw, and tonight, he returns home for a big live broadcast from the Sprint Center. Please welcome, friend of the show and WWE star, Baron Corbin.
I think it's a fine idea. Let's just throw me through a table tonight, Baron.
Why don't we have Ronda do it and really embarrass you?
Yeah, well, listen, I think I'd be equally as afraid to fight her as fight you, man.
Yeah, she can be terrifying. It's funny, we were walking through the airport yesterday in Atlanta after flying in from Rome, and some guy was like, oh, that's Ronda Rousey. Oh, I thought she'd be bigger. And I go, I bet she'd tear your arm off, buddy. And he just kind of looked at me like, yeah, you're probably right.
Listen, you imagine how fast and hard she would hit you in front of your friends? Like, just pepper you and just, you would, any a normal human being, there's no chance you could stand up to that. No guy in the world.
Not at all.
None.
Not at all.
No, I just, trust me, I'm one of those guys that...
terrifying slash best experience of your life.
Right? You're like, okay, but kiss me and spit in my mouth, too.
Yeah.
You're back in Kansas City. I've been up to shenanigans with your brother. I don't know if he told you.
I saw him in pictures going, hey, you got to step up your guitar collection. You need this mask. And I'm somewhere in the world. I think I was in United Kingdom or something like that. I'm like, man, this just isn't fair.
Oh, listen, he's got troubles, man. Because he keeps up and then pushes you to further trouble. We were outside at 2 o'clock in the morning getting in more trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got problems. And he just seems to drag me into the good times of them.
I'm sure that the apple doesn't fall far from that tree, man, because you guys...
Yeah, not at all.
So you were in Rome this weekend, and I sent you a couple Instagram messages, but I think you might have already been on the way out, because there's a bunch of creepy stuff on Atlas Obscura, if you Google that when you're somewhere, that'll tell you if there's anything weird.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah. So what'd you see?
So I got to go to, I went to this like, really creepy ossuary where you go in and like...
Yes.
It's like an old church... slash like tomb where they decorated all the walls with the human bones.
Right.
There was like, I don't know, six or seven rooms, but one of them was really awesome because there was probably 1,000 human skulls in there, and it surrounded like these little priests that used to work there, but it's their full skeleton. They still have like hair on the skull and the skin.
Ugh.
It's crazy. So I got to go in and see a couple really good spots with
That's
all
great.
The human remains, and I love that website. It's the best for
yes.
travel.
Oh, absolutely. I found stuff here in Kansas City through it. And then sometimes, even in Kansas City, they have a hookup once a year with the Urban Explorers Club, and they'll sell tickets. Like, one of them was the flooded caves near Worlds of Fun that you could go in. Another was a secret party in an underground tunnel that they had open for the night. There was just all kinds of great, like, completely legal things they'd set up that were very weird and strange and good times, man.
That's awesome. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, you well, listen, you're out busy being a star around the world. Were you wrestling in Rome, in Italy?
So we did, today is day 18, 19 for me. So I've been home in 19 days, but we've done, we've gone all over. We did the Crown Jewel, and then we flew to Spain, did 2 or 3 days in Spain, and we did 2 or 3 days in the United Kingdom, 2 days in Germany, a few days in Italy. So we started like Bologna, Italy, and we finished up in Rome, and I flew in last night from Rome. So
wow,
I'm ready to take my butt home after beating somebody up tonight in Kansas City.
I'm excited about this coming to the show tonight, man. I haven't been to a Monday Night Raw in I bet 10 years.
That's crazy.
It is
and
crazy.
LeJean's coming out too.
Excellent. That's
my brother's in Hawaii.
I know. He told me, I go, are you going to be there? And he's like, no, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm like, well, that's a pretty good place to be, especially today when you can look outside and go, as a guy, because you're living in where, Florida.
Yeah, I'm staring at the snow right now going, man, I do not want to go outside at all. Like, landing at the airport last night, it's like, I don't know, midnight or something. As soon as you leave the plane, that brisk air hits the bridge and the plane, you're like, all right, I'm going to get back on the plane.
Yeah, and you've been flying a lot, man. Jesus Christ, many of you. Are you going to get some rest today, or are you going to go up there and get everything together?
I'll put some hours in. No, I'm going to, you know what, man? I've been eating a bunch of, like, pizza and stuff in Italy and bad desserts, so then, like, my guilt sets in. So I'm going to hit the gym this morning, but then, yeah, I got to be at the building, I think, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
That's a long day, man. People don't understand what it takes to do a live broadcast of a wrestling event. I mean, how many matches tonight?
That I don't know, because we don't see anything with the show until we get there. So about 3 o'clock, I'll start seeing what I've got to do. And so, like, tonight, I have no idea what I'm walking into.
That's amazing to me. But in a live television situation, and they really go all out for a Monday Night Raw, and you know, I mean, that's just a lot. People, I don't think they appreciate the level of memorization, of understanding, of you know, continuity that you got to hold on to while you're getting your ass handed to you. You know, when you're up in the air, you're over a ring. I mean, you're really out there physically putting it on.
Yeah, and I think the other part that's crazy too is like the amount that it changes and stuff through the day. So like, let's say you're handed a promo that you have to do backstage, or whatever, and you can see your verbiage or whatever it is. And then you get it down, and you have to memorize it in, say, an hour. But then 10 minutes before you go, it gets changed. And then you have to be able to, like, just be able to adapt in a matter of seconds. And that, I think that's what separates the pros from the guys who don't make it.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, it's, I think, called cutting a promo or whatever. But you really, that's where your personality gets to shine. You know, being a great wrestler, you know, there's a lot of great wrestlers, but being a great guy to cut those moments, that's where the world gets to really meet, you know, a Baron Corbin. Is he going to be a good guy, a bad guy?
Yeah, that's where you get that true emotional connect. Like, you know, you can be a big angry guy that just beats people up, but nobody really connects. But then when you start getting on the microphone and you're getting that time to speak and really show your personality, and then, you know, if what you're saying matches kind of who you are, it really lets people just connect, and that's when you really get the reactions.
And you, where is there anywhere that you have a different reaction? Like one city they love you, another city they boo you. Is it, where are you at right now in that world?
Pretty much every city just hates me.
But you want that, don't you? You want to be a heel. Is, and people would think that's a bad thing, but you're getting a reaction, and that's what you gotta have.
No, I think it's pretty insane how crazy my reactions have gotten, because I'm in this role as acting general manager, so I'm in a authority role. You know, I'm in the ring about half of what I normally am because I'm taking more of the authority role right now, and it still transitions into the ring. I'm still competing, but being in that role really kicks people off, because everybody's got a boss or somebody they hate, and I think that it allows them to relate to me. And when you have a guy who's taking advantage of his authority, you know, he can't really do any wrong. But then he's also got some grit behind him. I think it adds another level of complexity, but people just hate it. I mean, you go to Spain where, you know, they don't really speak any English, and they just know that they hate you. They don't care what you're saying. They hate you. It's so funny.
It's so good.
I'm getting a finger from, like, 7-year-olds.
Oh, it's the English. Best.
The best. Spanish,
I wonder if you guys could get some kind of a body cam that'd be small, just so you could get great footage of stuff like that. Just because what a great reel that would make.
Yeah, sometimes we have our social media guy, and I'm like, hey, if there's some gritty in the crowd, really give it to me, get a picture of it.
Yeah, I think that's great, because in the old days, remember, it was so politically incorrect and what would be considered very racist now. Like, whoever we were angry at in the world was a bad guy on wrestling. You know, if the Ayatollah, the Ayatollah, the Iron Sheik, like, we're mad at Arabs, whoever we're mad at, Russians, you know, Nikolai, now we don't do that like we used to.
I think we still love our big foreign bad guys. You know,
yeah.
Jinder Mahal, he's a world champion from India. Like, we still pour gas on those fires. I think it's really funny when you just have a big foreign bad guy that everybody it's easy to hate, you know?
Yeah, and I think that the wrestling people get it as well. They know it's not really that guy. It's just the idea of it.
I don't know. The people say to me online, you're going, dude, like, come on, man. I think I get probably 10 or 20 people telling me that I should be fired, and they tag Vince McMahon. He's abusing his power. Fire him immediately. And it's just so funny that they're like that.
But aren't you glad? Because that means you're doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, if you can take people and make them think it's real and they believe it, I think that you're the cream of the crop. That's what you've done. Your goal is to make them, suspend belief.
Sure.
You want them losing their minds. I've had ladies threaten to stab me before. I told her she needs to go to the dentist first because she didn't have any teeth. But if you're that caught up in it, you're doing your job.
I remember, and you're too young, but I remember being a kid at Memorial Hall. Bob Geigel put on those shows, and it would always be like Rufus and Harley and everybody and Bulldog. But there was two old ladies that would sit down front every week at Memorial. And that's where we all learned our wrestling moves when we were little kids. Like, I had three brothers. So we were really literally suplexing each other if we could, or tossing each other off the couch, or, trying to figure out how to do a figure four or a atomic pile drivers. My brother picked me up and literally really drove my head into the floor once.
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned, too, except it was my dad doing it to us. My dad would go to all of the Harley shows. He loved Kamala. And
sure.
That'd come through. And the next thing, my dad would be doing it to me and my brother's kids. I don't know how many couches we went through. And then, yeah, throw my brother, choke slam my brother. I spine busted my brother on his bed one time, and it broke the bottom two legs off. My parents were so mad because it was like the third bed we broke that they said that that's just his bed from now on. So my brother slept at an angle for about 2 years.
The best part is you're the one who did it, and they made him suffer for it.
Yeah.
That's great.
His bed only had two legs on it, so he was sleeping crooked.
Oh, yeah. No, we had all that business. I'm sure you guys had all the doors. Every door was busted. Then my dad got mad and took the doors off. And it was just, it was one of those.
Locked some doors in the days.
Oh, yeah. You learned how to hide a door. If you could figure out, because we just lived in one of those, Olathe basic split levels, that all the doors are the same closet door, bedroom door. If you could, but we eventually ran out of inside closet doors and closets you don't normally use. Because you try to switch them around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start hanging posters over them like your mom's not going to notice.
Oh, yes.
On the wall.
God, dude, I set my mom's English, and she loved these giant, it's an English thing, like those big dried floral bouquets, and she had one on the dining room table that was 3 feet wide, 2 feet tall. And I have no idea. My older brother shows me how to take Lysol on the lighter and shoot a flame. But I just look at it without thinking, and I'm like, huh, mom's always said that's a dried floral. I wonder if it's, like, super flammable. And I went, like 10 seconds later, there's nothing but these smoke and sticks sticking out of this. You just, this green foam in the bottom, it's just gone. Like, and I'm just standing there like a cartoon, like, what just happened? Oh, yeah, there's no, I mean, there's nothing you can do except tell her the truth, because there's no covering that up.
No, not at all. We have BB guns growing up. We grew up in Overland Park, and we shattered the back door neighbor, giant. Pane glass, and stuff like that. But then you're like trying to hide it from your dad. You're like, I have no idea how that happened. you're busted the moment he looks at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my buddy Mike Skaggs and I got in trouble. We were sitting on his back deck, was it 151st, face to back over there. And so we're over there, and we're throwing snowballs off his deck, timing them so as a car comes over the hill, it'll land on a car that's driving. He launches one, and it goes up. We're watching it. And remember the little LeCars, L.E. car? Yeah, those little things. It went right through the sunroof. It didn't. It literally broke, and it goes right through it. I'm like, it shatters the guy's sunroof. And we're flat, like, on the deck. Clearly, the guy can see us. Then he's beating on the front door. We're not going to answer that. He's an adult, right?
Yeah.
And then he leaves. You're like, barely got out of that one. Like, he's not coming back at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, your parents are home.
Oh, yeah, that was, my dad drugged me all the way down there. He got the call from Mike's dad, and it was on.
Yeah, we do a lot of, I spray painted the back fence one time, not realizing when you spray paint, usually a lot gets on your fingertip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're done. I tried for 2 hours to wash it off, and it doesn't come off.
My brother.
Well,
not the brightest guy, my older brother. Well, I don't know why my parents would buy anybody a wood burner, but they bought him when he wrote his own name in the sill of the window. And then didn't know why my dad knew for sure who did it.
Yeah. No, somebody else wrote my name in. Where?
Oh, dude, I'm so excited about tonight. If you're just joining the show, Baron Corbin, WWE superstar. You guys knew the Cardinals and the Colts, but now at the Sprint Center tonight, it's live. USA Network at 7. You guys will be able to watch it at home. I'm excited to see this, man, especially with LJ and Ash and everybody, just because it's been so long since I've seen one that I'm excited to see how it all gets put together.
It's the level of people it takes just to do one. You know, you've been to a million rock shows and you got like 12 trailers. Like, the amount of trailer trucks we have and the equipment, and guys are there right now starting to build. Like, they start at 6 a.m. half the time building the set, you know, because they want to wire all the lights. And it's insane of the amount of people that we use just to put on a TV show.
I love it. I think
and
it's
then they
so
do SmackDown tomorrow in St. Louis. So, you know, they finish up, they'll probably finish load out like 1 a.m. and they'll start loading in at St. Louis as soon as they get there.
Now, tonight, would you consider just snatching me up and throwing me through a table?
Yeah, I mean, we can see what we can do. It may have to be like in a bar later, but
as long as somebody's got a cell phone, I'm pretty good with it either way. How bad does it hurt when you guys do that with somebody? Because, you know, as far as I could ever tell, those are just real tables that just couldn't take the weight of the size of the person who was hitting it.
Yeah, they're real tables. They're not fun. It's like the weirdest stuff, like when you smack your elbows on it. Like, going through it is okay, but when you hit your elbows on the corner or a piece folds under you. But I'll tell you what sucked the most. I got hit with a guitar probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And it was one I didn't see coming. It just, I got hit across the back on TV. That was horrible.
Was it acoustic, I hope?
It was an acoustic, yeah. But when I took my shirt off, my back was bleeding, and I had the outprint of a acoustic guitar.
Oh.
It stung so incredibly bad. Like, I was like, man, I would hit me with a chair next time. And when you're asking to be hit with a chair, you know there's an issue.
Well, but, you know, there are, you know,
brutal
guitars that would shatter. Like, they make, you know, stunt guitars. Like stuff. I know websites you can buy. I mean, they could have invested a little bit of money in that.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It did not feel good. I'm waiting to give one back to him.
Yeah. So why? Yeah. Why did you get smacked? Why did you get smacked? Why? What? Why were you hit with a guitar?
Well, so Elias is, you know, one of our superstars who he also sings and plays the guitar, and he kept trying to have a performance, and I just kept interrupting him. So
gotcha.
I think he finally got irritated, and I kicked him off the stage, and I didn't know he was coming back out to hit the guitar.
You what? Tell me something. You guys, because when somebody goes off script, I've read a few of the wrestling books. And, you know, putting a guy over is always the best thing you can do to another wrestler and always make him look good and do the right thing. But occasionally, somebody will go, no, I'm not, because there's a personal issue. Have you ever had anybody do that to you?
You know, I mean, I think it comes down to, like, egos a little bit. And it's a competitive thing. Like, we all want to be the guy that is at the top. And so there are some times where you know, get irritated with each other, or, you know, you land a good solid forearm across their face. But it's just one of the things that's competitive in anything. You know, I think when you have grown men all competing for the top spot where you make the most money, it's only natural.
Sure, of course. But therein lies the conundrum, if you will, because you have to work in tandem, and it is a dance. You know, it's give and take, and if you don't, the whole match will look like ass.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, like, you know, you see these guys, we're on the road together 4 days a week every week. And, you know, if you got a guy with an attitude problem, then sometimes you do have to adjust it behind closed doors. I think that's one of the things is, you know, we're all grown men, so you sometimes have to handle like a grown man. But, like, there's always one or two guys or whatever that think they're above the law. And,
sure.
You got to check them because you're together so much. Like you said, we're just on an 18, 19-day Europe tour. So you're seeing each other every day, all day, getting on a bus, getting on the plane together, in the airport together. You're with these guys more than you're with your family. So it can get pretty crazy, but, you know, nothing a good bottle of Jack Daniels can't help you handle.
Right. When's the last time in real life you got into a fight?
Oh, man. It's been a minute.
It should be. You got a lot to lose.
I can't. Yeah, my wife would kill me if we got sued. You know her.
Yeah, sure. She beat me up.
When I was playing football and I would get in fights all the time at training camp, they were like, all right, we need to put an umbrella policy on you. So I had an umbrella policy, which didn't help my attitude. So I'm like, well, now you can't sue me. What's up? But, you know, maybe that's something that I need to look back into, because there's some people in the world that need slapping. But
yeah, right. Well, that's always the thing is, you know, because there are people in real life that will, you know, that being said, know that you're probably not going to go full bore on them, but they want to make you angry enough and draw you out just enough that they get a little hurt and a lot paid.
Yeah, that for sure. That happens all the time.
That's what Danny's for.
They're like, oh, he's famous? Okay, well, let's mess with him or whatever. And you know, you can just lace these dudes and it'd be all over real quick, but you just can't. Everybody's got a cell phone out and is recording nowadays.
See, that's what Mr. Mystery, you used to call him Danny the Mystery Man. You say, dude, in a great, we need a luchador mask that you carry in your pocket at all times. Just hand to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right? A luchador mask and long sleeves.
Yeah, right? He's
funk. Tattoo, that gives me away.
I know you got a lot of stuff to get done today. I'm excited about you being back home in Kansas City. I'll see you tonight, Baron. And I really appreciate the tickets, man. Thank you very much for those.
No, for sure, always.
It's great. I'm really excited about it. So I'll hook up with LJ, and then we'll be there like screaming little girls.
As you should be. Yes. And then we'll figure out where we can go afterwards.
Right on. All right, man. I'll see you in a few hours.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
The great Baron Corbin. Nice job. I predict a terrible show tomorrow. I now, at this time, predict a terrible morning show tomorrow morning. Sorry. I'm telling you now, I'm sorry. We might want to think of something else to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.